Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. Yesterday we did the hadith wherein a person spends on a mujahid out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who equips a mujahid in the path of Allah ta'ala has gone out in jihad himself. And one who takes care of a mujahid's family in his absence has gone out in jihad himself. The second hadith we did yesterday, the best form of sadaqah is the shade of a tent in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the gift of a servant in the path of Allah Ta'ala, or providing a strong camel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith that we did yesterday was showing the reward a person gets for spending on a mujahid that's out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So maybe a person couldn't go out himself for whatever reason, but he now is spending on those people that are out. This is the kindness, clemency, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person that is spending is getting rewarded like those that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith has a similar understanding, a similar meaning, a similar message of spending on one that is out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we should spend, with what a big heart, with what an open heart we should spend on those that are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Anas radiallahu anhu, anna fatam min aslam qal, ya Rasulallah, inni uridu al-ghazwa wa laysa ma'iya ma atajahazu bihi. Qala i'ti fulanan fa innahu qad kana tajahaza fa marida fa atahu fa qal, inna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqri'uka as-salam. ويقول أعطني الذي تجهزت به قال يا فلانة أعطيه الذي كنت تجهزت به ولا تحبسي عنه شيئا فوالله لا تحبسي منه شيئا فيبارك لك فيه رواه مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that a youth from the Banu Aslam tribe said, O Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I want to go out in jihad, but I do not have anything to equip myself. A young man from the tribe of Banu Aslam came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the spirit of the youth of that time. Allah Ta'ala protect us, forgive us. The spirit of the youth today is either cell phones, or either it's play, it's entertainment, or it's some car, or it's some holiday, or it's some trivial, frivolous thing that interest of the child has gone to, with all the secular education and the secular mindset. Everything is to do with the dunya. Those are the things that attract the youth generally. But look at this young man. He came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he's saying, "Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to go out in jihad, but I do not have anything to equip myself. In other words, I don't have any means to go out in jihad." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Go to such and such a person who made preparations for jihad, but he fell ill." There was such a person that wanted to go. He made all the necessary preparations, but he fell ill. So the youth went to him and said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed his salams, conveyed his greetings to you, and said that you should give me the equipment which you prepared for jihad. In other words, those means, those saman, those things that you have prepared, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave salams for you and he said that you should give it to me. So this man, now look at this man. If it was us, I'm saying the spirit of Sahaba, one is to listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one is to take the spirit that we learn from the hadith also. So look at this sahabi. That he didn't say, now, you know what, I'm going to get better in a few days and I'll need it. I can still go out in future, so maybe I will keep it and use it. He didn't question at all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to this young man that give me what you have prepared for yourself, give it to me, so I can go out. He didn't even think twice, he didn't even have any reservations, he didn't have any hesitations. And this is how it should be when we hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No reservations, no hesitation. We're happy to practice upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the sahabi was told by this young man that Nabi sallallahu alaihi gave you salams and said, give me whatever you have gathered, whatever equipment you have prepared. So this man now, the sick man, he called out to his wife and he said that give him whatever equipment I prepared and do not withhold anything. Do not even hold one thing. The word shay'a means don't even withhold a single thing. Whatever I prepared for myself, give it to him. And then he goes on to say, he says, by Allah, this old man, or this sick man, what he says, he takes an oath in Allah, And he says, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَحْبِسِي مِنْهُ شَيْئًا فَيُبَارَكَ لَكِ فِيهِ, that by Allah, if you withhold anything from him, you will not be blessed therein. Whatever you're going to withhold, there'll be no barakat in that. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, give it to him. So give everything to him that we prepared. What a person normally would prepare for himself will be a little bit extra than what he would normally give to someone else generally. So in other words, don't even hold back that, even that little bit extra that I was prepared for me. Whatever was prepared for me to go out, give it to this person. But that is the spirit we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that when a command comes, when there's an order that comes, then we don't apply our mind and think, now what is the logic of it, what's the benefit of it. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't do it, we are happy. We don't even question it. If we are told to do something, we do it. And this is the spirit of a believer. He doesn't ask, but now what is the logic? Why it's so difficult? So early we have to wake up for Fajr Salah. We have to fast. It's so hot. All these things he doesn't ask. What we are told to do, we do. And we do it happily and wholeheartedly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.